This is simply a formality. It changes really nothing. It allows Tsvangirai and Tambari and others to go in parliament to make statements from there as members.
Do they have voting rights?
It's very unclear. I think they do not have voting rights. They were described there as ex-officio members of parliament. That means they are members of parliament by virtue of the office that they hold.
We also understand that a process has been agreed by the three principals to deal with the issue of the permanent secretaries, the ambassadors, and also that of the Attorney General and the Reserve Bank Chief. But we understand there's resistance from ZANU-PF for Gono and Tomana, the AG, to leave. What is your take on this?
I think that Zimbabweans must not be learning from what we have gone through. Mugabe has been very clear on those issues, especially the Gono issue, the Tomana issue, that those people are not going. As to what happens, whether we get a new governor of the Reserve Bank or we get a new attorney general, it depends on who has real power in this inclusive government.